We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
With us for a few moments this morning is our good friend Andrew Latimer from Bloom Shapiro. And yesterday, of course, a lot of people talking about it. And, you know, the new tax plan proposed by the president. So, Andrew, first of all, good morning. Thanks for coming in today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Nice to see you.
You too.
He's in his assigned seat. Every time he comes in, he's in this seat. It's good to have you. All right. So, overall impressions, you know, depending on where you are on this thing and how you're looking at it, some people are saying, well, it's not really going to be much of a tax cut for much of anybody. You have the obligatory tax cuts for the rich. I mean, a lot of the key points that have been used forever are there. But overall, from Bloom Shapiro, and I know we talked about it Tuesday, I guess it was, what exactly, you know, what are some of the key points?
I think some of the key points are they are bringing the corporate tax rate down from 35% to 20%. So I think that will help stimulate the economy, maybe, you know, cut taxes, more money into the economy. And I think the other thing that you're going to see is they are bringing the tax rates down for individuals also. There's going to be three rates now versus seven.
Yeah.
So it's, 12%, 25%, and 35%. And that will have an effect, I think, on everyone. And the one thing they are taking away is if you itemize your deductions, they're taking away the state income tax deduction.
Whoa, which I'll hurt here.
Right. But you know what? They're still keeping the mortgage interest and they're still keeping charitable contributions. Those are going to be retained. Mm-hmm. And for those people that don't itemize, they're actually doubling the standard deduction. So I think that will be great. I do think it's going to help some of our clients that are in the middle class.
You know, yeah, the one thing that somebody did point out on that low rate, I think previously in the lower bracket, which seems to have been expanded, it went from 10% to 12% or something like that. So for somebody in that bracket, it could, you know, you're paying a little more.
Well, yeah, but with the doubling of the standard deduction, I think that's going to offset it. And you actually may see more people that were in that lower tax bracket. They might end up paying nothing.
One of the big things that is also has been an issue over the years, and perhaps with a cut, and quite frankly, the United States, I believe, has the highest corporate tax short of Afghanistan. I mean, you know, it's way up there. Does this then make the United States more competitive? And what we also know is that for a lower rate, some companies will offshore, you know, basically proceeds to avoid some taxes.
Right. I think it does make us more competitive, but the one thing that's also in there is that there will be a tax on foreign earnings from U.S. companies, but it will be at a lower tax rate.
Oh, my. Other things that impressed you or that grabbed you, and we should point out, Andrew, you and I were talking off the air, but this is a proposal. Where this goes, nobody knows, but at this point, here's where it is. Right. Anything else grab you about this?
Elimination of the estate tax and also elimination of the alternative minimum tax, which a lot of people in the Northeast, especially in Connecticut, find themselves in the alternative minimum tax. So that may help lower some taxes as well.
And the alt minimum essentially basically negated some of your deductions anyway, right?
That's correct.
So if you had mortgage interest, well, above a certain amount, if you're into the alt minimum, now all of a sudden that's cut back.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it had to do with the state taxes that really were affected by the alternative minimum tax. So without that, we're not getting the deduction now under this plan also. But like you said, you know, with all of, you know, the corporate tax rates, the individual tax rates, elimination of the estate tax, I don't know if all three will go through. Maybe one of the three goes through, but I think something should go through.
Now, at this point, the estate tax applies only to estates over a certain amount. Is that correct?
That's right. Right now, it's around $5.6 million.
So, all right. And so getting rid of it really, okay, now here's our tax cuts for the rich. There it is right there.
That's right.
Okay. Any other points you want to make very quickly here?
I think it's going to be a good plan that I think the Democrats and Republicans are going to have to come together and hopefully come to an agreement.
Down the road is, of course, the issue, and you and I were talking about this as well, the $20 trillion deficit. They are saying there would be a shortfall of $1 point something billion a year as far as revenues. Well, right now they're pretty significant, you know, shortfalls anyway. Does this affect that at all?
Yeah, well, hopefully this stimulates the economy and helps pay for it. The one thing I did want to mention that I hadn't talked about is there is going to be a small business pass-through tax of 25%. So if you have a small business and you have an S-corp, a partnership, or a sole proprietor in this proposal, those earnings will only be taxed at a maximum of 25%, where maybe it would flow through and be at 35% from an individual standpoint.
Any questions you might have, just check in with Andrew. He's in West Hartford. That's the one office. Boom Shapiro's all over the place.
That's right.
And you can check in with you, and you want your advice, you know, as to plan for next year, perhaps. Who knows?
Absolutely.
Andrew, it's great to see you.
You too.
Thanks for being in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.